Blog Talk Radio.
All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We are back. You're still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. This is the second half. Again, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your host, Miss Angel, on deck. And this is the part two, that music. I'm telling you, the music was on and popping from our very own Pastor Gary Thomas and also Bertrand McKinney. And so now we are back for the second half. And this is the final half for tonight, the transparency of the raw truth. Day-to-day life issues that you're going to be hearing right now. And so we want to let everybody know. We're going to open up your mics again. Background, be quiet. And y'all heard on the first half, we was talking about depression. So I don't know what else we can talk about depression, or if there's something else that y'all want to touch on, you can. Everybody don't have to talk about the same thing. But it was good, y'all. The first half, we all was on one accord with that depression, because that thing is real. And people is depressed now, even with the news about the president and, you know, what's going on with that. And this COVID, they're saying the numbers are going back up and it might be a shutdown. So it's a lot of things that are going on. But we got to know that God got us. All right. So we're on the second half. We have Pastor Gary Thomas. We have, and we want to also say God bless to Pastor Gary Thomas and his congregation that may be listening in right now. We thank God and to all of the fans and family of Bertrand McKinney, and we want to say God bless to you all as well that is listening in all around the world. But I just thank God for this great platform, as I keep stating all the time, that we are being heard around the world. It's just an awesome thing, you know, to be able to have a platform to be heard, and that people can receive, you know, encouragement and listen to good music. And you know, it's just an awesome thing. And we just, you know, give God glory on tonight. So this is, again, the transparency, the raw truth with day-to-day issues with our special guest, and this is part 10. So we're going to click on, and we're going to have a pastor off. Let's see. No, we're going to go to Bertrand. We're going to go to Bertrand first. And Bertrand, okay, this is our second half, so we're going to go ahead and let you speak. I don't know if it's something different on this second half that you want to touch down on, or what would you like to talk about, and we can all tie in to whatever, or come on in.
I want to start by saying this, you know, once again, it's a blessing to be here. And Tanya, while you were talking, something just, you know, it entered in my spirit. You're talking about your platform and, you know, you being a blessing to people, you know, and I really appreciate it. So for our listeners around the world, for everybody that's tuned in, I'll say this, you know, I'll be the one to say it. If y'all are being blessed by a ministry, don't be afraid to bless that ministry, to sow into that ministry. If you're being given by something, you know, don't be afraid to do so. You know, you get a blessing by being a blessing. So you have people that are doing things like this, giving us the opportunity to speak, playing music. We had these good talk shows and these great discussions and stuff. And, you know, God just dropped that in my spirit for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to sow into a ministry if you're being blessed by it.
Amen. Well, amen. Well, thank you, brother. You know, a lot of people, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, I was talking to a sister earlier, and we were talking. And she told me, she said, you know what, sometimes when you be a blessing and you're not asking for anything and you just being a blessing, she said sometimes people feel like they don't have to do it because they feel like you was doing it that long. She said even though it's wrong, to have that kind of attitude. But she said, you wouldn't believe that a lot of people feel that way. You know, well, hey, this has been going on this long, and so, you know, hey, I don't, you know, see why now. And then she also mentioned about the artists, that a lot of them have attitude where they feel like they're not being sold into or whatever financially, because they'll go places and sing and rap and stuff, and they may not receive offering, or some people don't want to do. She said, but that's wrong too, because when you look at radio-wise, you are sowing into their lives. You know, when they come on, you are sowing. When you're playing the music, you are sowing into them. And that made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense, you know, what she was saying. So I don't know if people, you know, do think that, but, you know, it is what it is. But
amen.
That is the truth. I just appreciate you, you know, coming on and saying that.
I just felt that in my spirit, not just with your platform, but with and giving in general. And that's something that I've experienced and things that I've been seeing.
Yeah,
I wholeheartedly feel that if you're gonna do something for someone, it doesn't have to be a big display about it. You know, God likes a cheerful giver, and if you're going around, you're bragging and you're boasting about what you're doing and how you're doing, I believe that's taken away from the act of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and Pastor, maybe you can chime in on it and give some scripture. I want to say there's a scripture that covers that where it says, don't let your left hand or your right hand know what the other one is doing. Like, so if you're going to give or if you're doing something for someone, you don't have to make a huge display about it. You don't have to go bragging about it or whatever. You do it out of the goodness of your heart.
That's true.
You're right.
Yep, that's
right.
Definitely
right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I do.
That is true. Yep, that is true. You're right about that. Well, I thank you for bringing that on. That's, I guess, one of the transparency that a lot of people don't talk about, giving.
That's right. I agree with him 150%.
I just felt that in my spirit, you know, so my apologies. I just, you know,
we will not stand for no apologies. No, you have nothing to apologize for. To me, that is the raw truth of the day-to-day. To me, that is transparent, for real. You came flat out and you spoke on about giving. Because that's
right.
Something people don't want to talk about. They don't.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Am I right, Pastor? Am I right?
You're right.
Is that a transparent?
You are right.
So to me, you have nothing. You have nothing. Don't even apologize, Bertrand, because
is the raw truth of
day-to-day life. You're right. It ain't just you know, with me, with the station, but like you said, with anybody. You know, with ministries, you got ministries, you got, you know, all kind of people that are doing stuff, and there's nothing wrong with sowing and doing. So you spoke right, because, like we said, that was the raw truth. A lot of people won't come on a program and talk about that. They won't. So that's why I said you have nothing to apologize for, because people need to hear about giving. Let the money go,
because
when you die, you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. I agree with him.
I told him one time before, you never seen a hearse being followed by a U-Haul. You can't take nothing to the grave.
That's right.
You're right. I agree with you.
Right, man.
So you're right.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever apologize about the truth.
Pastor, can you say that one more time? With the hearse. Lord have mercy.
That's right. You never seen a hearse traveling to the funeral, to the grave site with a U-Haul behind it. Ain't nothing you got. You got to be able to take with you.
That's right.
So he is
right.
Definitely
that's
right.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're right about that.
The truth.
Yeah, he did. You did. You did speak the truth. So that's why I said, don't say you sorry. No way. because people need to hear that. And you came out wrong, and that's what this show is about. We're talking about issues and things that people don't want to talk about, and that is one of them. So I feel you just came out with the raw truth, and it wasn't no sugarcoating to it. And I appreciate you for
that's
that, because
right.
a lot of people would have just came out and spoke on that. They wouldn't.
Right.
And so.
Right. I
so,
agree
Pastor,
with you.
Is there? Yeah. So, is there anything you would like to say? We got you, Pastor, and then we're gonna have Vanessa say something, and then we're gonna go to our guest, other guest that joined us in this last half, Tammy Laster. So, briefly, what would you say? Because I on this last hour, I want everybody, I want us to have at least a few rounds, is what I'm saying. Like we did the first half, that was just excellent. And so, what is there anything you want to touch on? Like I said, we talked about the depression on the beginning. If God needs y'all to speak on that still, or if there's something else you want to touch on, feel free to do it.
Well, what I wanted to speak on is going through. When you're going through something in your life, when you're going through something in your life, a lot of times you're going to be tested. And to me, when you're going through something and you are a follower of Christ, the devil is going to tempt you. He's going to throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. He's trying to see where your faith is. If your faith is where you saying it is, continue to stand. When we began to look even at Mary, how she stood, when you look over in the book of John, the 19th chapter around the 25th verse, you will see where Mary stood her ground. When Jesus was going through, he was teaching in the temple, and he's talking to these people, these big uppity church folks, per se. That's what I'm going to say. You got the scribes, the Pharisees, and Sadducees sitting there listening to a child at the age of 12 telling them about the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
They wondering why he's doing this, not knowing where this kid get all of his knowledge and revelation from. And that's the thing right there. You can have knowledge of a lot of things to get you through something in life, but until you get revelation from God, you won't even make it through it. And that's why we go through life ups and downs sometimes, because God have not really gave us revelation of his word. If we understand the revelation that God has given us to make it through the trials and tribulations in our life, we won't worry as much. Everything we need, we're going to find in the word of God. So when you're going through that, all I'm saying is to you is to stand your ground. Mary stood her ground. She continued to stand her ground even at the foot of the cross of Jesus. She stood there and stood her ground. Even when Jesus was teaching at the age of 12, Mary stood her ground. So that's what it is. Even when Jesus hung out on Calvary Hill and everybody passing by ridiculing Jesus, Mary still stood there, Jesus put, and stood her ground. She knew that it was something good got to come out of what had turned bad.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to look at. Out of every bad thing is something good God is going to bring out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have to say.
All right. All right. Okay. Vanessa.
Well, I just want to say quiet storm. And I just want to say we need to be quiet and praise God more. You know, a lot of us talk too much, and we expose ourselves too much by talking about things, you know, just telling it all, you know, sharing everything with people, and speaking out of turn, just telling the devil everything. But we need to be quiet in our storm that we go through, you know, and just start praising God, start looking to him, you know, not talking about the past, not looking at someone else, not judging or pointing fingers, you know, because we need to be a team. We're sisters and brothers in the Lord. And we're so divided and so spread out that we don't understand that God loves family. He loves us to be together and to help one another and to support each other. What's wrong with us now is that we're so divided and all we want to do is talk about each other instead of praying for one another. You know, when I was coming home, I was in Detroit and I was passing out of drive. I have never saw so many people talk to themselves. I'm like, oh my God, what is it coming to? You know, I've saw, a person here and there, but it's like every stoplight or every red light or just me coming from one street to another, there's somebody on the corner talking to them. Not older people either, young.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my God. And the first thing that I wanted to do is to pray for that person because that could be me or that could have been me. And that's what's wrong with the church. We're so caught up in our own self that the souls are out there dying while we talking and blabbing our mouth and not centered ourselves on God. There's souls dying out here. Like you said, Tanya, things are going on too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Things are happening too much. And we still, a lot of us still ain't tapped into it. We still ain't tapped into it. That God wants us to worship and praise him and pray for souls. That's what it's about. We are in a war of mind, body, and soul. And the only way it's going to happen, if I grab your hand, Tanya, you grab the pastor hand, the pastor get the brother hand and Tammy in between, and we pray.
Even if
we can't be there physically, we come together like the old school used to do and pray. We're not really doing that to break these yokes and things that's going on. So that's what I want to say is that we need to center ourselves, our mind, on God more. And we need to stop talking so much and just praise him in spite of the storm.
That's true. Amen. I like how you said that, too. You said quiet storm. You made me think about that show that used to be on back in the day, The Quiet Storm on Sunday night. That's where my mind went for a minute. I thought, okay. Where you were cruising to that music, and it'd be like the quiet storm. And you hear the thundering going on and the rain, going on.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring on our sister, Tammy, to have something to say, and then we're going to do another round because this is our last round for tonight. So she's joining us. God bless you, Tammy Lester.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless all that are on this call tonight.
Yes, well, it's early there. It's like 7 y'all time. We over here in the late hour and you over there in the early hour.
it's just a little after 7 here. I want to say thank you for this platform first and foremost. I thank God, for you. And I thank God that you have stood even in, things that we've talked about and things that I know that you have gone through. You have stood and you have continued in what God has placed in your heart to do. The assignment that he has given you, you have stood for 14 years in doing this.
Yeah.
And I must say to you that God is well pleased, because sometimes when God gives us an assignment, the enemy attacks, and he attacks we become overwhelmed, and his main goal is to cause us to give up. and to stop. And even with myself, you know, and some things that, you know, I know with every assignment, when I thought to give up, there's a scripture that God would always give me, and it's Genesis 50:20. And it says, what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for your good. So he meant evil for me. He meant to cause me to give up. He meant for me to just throw in the towel, you know.
Yeah.
But God said, you keep going, because there's some good in this. There's some good in this. And I'm telling you, I stood on that, and I'm still standing on it for some things, you know, that I'm dealing with, you know. I want to go back to what the pastor said a few minutes ago when he talked about how Mary stood. And it caused me to think of that song. I used to play it all the time. Donnie McLaughlin used to sing, "After you have done all that you can, you just stand. When you have exhausted all that you think that you know you could do, you just stand." And that stand means after you put your flesh aside, after you get out of the way, you let God take over. You let God have his way. Because sometimes we get in the way of God. And even, you know, my son, I heard you all talking about depression earlier. And my son dealt with that it was a 15-year battle. And, you know, doctors could not help. I had to stand on the word of God. I had to stand on the word of God until I saw him free. And it was a 15-year battle. A 15-year battle. And even in the midst of that, in his depression, I started being depressed because I was looking at my child and saying, how could this be? And that spirit was trying to overtake me. And I learned that it was trying to overtake me because I was fighting for him. I was the one praying for him. And he just kept fighting and fighting and fighting me to the point where I went into that depression. I stayed in the bed for 10 days straight. I did not get up. I did not eat, did not comb my hair. And I heard the Lord say, you cannot medicate a demon. He said this to me concerning my son. Mm. You cannot medicate it and you cannot counsel it. He said, this kind comes out by fasting and prayer. Depression is a spirit. Yeah. And there has to be an open door for any type of demonic spirit to enter into.
Yeah.
So God, he said, check your doors. And he began to speak to me and talk to me and say, a thief can't get in your house if you have an alarm on your house. He can't come in without you knowing that he's coming in. He can't just walk through your front door or your back door if you got the locks, you know, turned. And God said, check your doors. Check your doors. So when we're going through these different things and we're going through, you know, 9 times out of 10, There's some way there has been an entryway for the enemy to come in, and sometimes not. It might just be a season that, you know, God is wanting to build character in us when we're going through things, you know.
That's right.
It's like a character-building season in our life. Our character is being built, you know, and with the testing and the trials, you know. God never said this life would be easy. He never said
that. That's true.
Jesus suffered, so why not us? Why not us? If he suffered, we're going to suffer. You know, this is a fight, and this is a fight. While we're in this earth realm, it's a fight.
Right.
It's a fight, and that's why you see a lot of people in the church leaving the church because they're dealing with issues, and the church is not reaching them. They're not reaching them. They feel like, well, I can't go to my pastor because, you know, he's untouchable or he doesn't have time to talk. So they look to do other things. They seek out other things. And what I'm noticing now because there's so much distraction going on in the world right now. What I am noticing with saints, and I'm talking about some seasoned saints that I know, they're leaving Christianity and going to this New Age movement.
Oh, wow.
They're going to this New Age movement, the positive thinking and, you know, the higher power. They're calling a higher power, but what they're referring to are demon deities. When they say higher power in this New Age movement, they're not talking about God. They're talking about demons that they are giving, you know, homage to. And I said, Lord, I mean, people that I know personally are leaving the church because they're tired. They're tired of going through. Their prayers are not being answered. And the bottom line is they're giving up. They're giving up because they have no more fight left in them.
Yep,
they have no
right.
more fight. And like Vanessa was saying, we have to hook up because Bible says if one can chase 1,000,
it only
takes 2 people to put 10,000 demons to flight. So can you imagine if there's 5 of us? If there's 10 of us hooking up?
That's right.
Just one, 1,000 demons can be put to fight. You alone.
Yeah.
And the devil, he does not want us to be on one accord. He doesn't want us to be united. You know, even with what has transpired over the weekend, there's so much division in the body of Christ right now. You know, the arguing and the bickering and, you know, well, I'm on this side. No, and I'm on that side. Well, are you on God's side? Are you for God? You know, that's what it's looking like to me. You know, you're following a man and forgetting that, you know, who God is. You know, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. You know, he's the God of all God. And I've watched this with my own eyes, you know, and all I could do was just fall to my knees and pray over the weekend, you know. And I just made up in my mind that, you know, whatever the devil gonna throw at me, let him throw it. But I'm gonna stand my ground. I'm gonna stand my
That's
ground
right.
because I know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, in the times when I wanted to just give up and leave this earth realm, nobody but God saved me. Nobody but God delivered me. He gives all the glory, all the praise, all the honor in my life. When I look at my children, you know, and especially my son, Tanya, you know the testimony.
Yeah.
It's nobody but God. Nobody
That's
but
right.
God. So I can't turn my back on him. Man didn't do
That's
that
right.
for me.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Man didn't do it. God, I'm telling you. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I won't take up a lot of time. But, you know, all I can say to anybody that's listening, no matter what you're going through, you're a child of God, the Spirit of God lives in you. And the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there
that's
is
right.
liberty.
That's
yes.
right.
And if I got the Spirit of God living on the inside of me, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Hello.
That's right.
Hello.
That's
and
right.
I had to declare that over my son. And I said, Lord, that's your child. He's saved. The Spirit of the Lord is in him. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, he is free. Because I know that he who the Son has set free is free
that's right.
indeed.
That's right.
And if I had to
Amen.
Say that for 15 years, I didn't give up saying it. I did not give up declaring it until I saw his freedom. I'm still declaring it.
Right. And that's what you got
to
do.
So we have to stand. We have to stand. We have to stand
that's
on the
right.
word of God.
That is right.
Because one thing I know, the word of God does not return void.
That's right.
When you declare it, one thing I learned, when you declare something, it cannot be reversed. When you declare a word, it cannot be reversed. It does not boomerang. It goes out and accomplish that which you speak. It does not come back void.
That's right.
I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there.
Amen.
Bertrand, what would you add to that?
To add on to kind of what everybody is saying, and sister, that's a beautiful testimony, by the way. I mean, God bless you. That's very encouraging.
Thank you.
So God bless you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, to everyone that's listening,
mm-hmm.
keep faith in God. You know, I think we all can agree that this year has been rather tumultuous. You know, it's been rough.
Yes.
You know, a lot of things have happened.
Right.
You know, I could just think about how it was going into the new year. And, you know, when you think about 2020, it's supposed to be clear vision. And, you know, you're seeing clearly. And I think God really has gotten everybody's attention with what he's allowed to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's at the end of all this, God is going to get the glory. But we have to hold on and we have to hang on. You know, and like the sister was saying, he never said that every day was going to be easy. He never said that there wasn't going to be trouble. But God is still the same. So the same God that was back in biblical days in the time of Moses and everybody that was, you know, working all these miracles, causing all this stuff to happen, he's the same God that'll do that now. But we have to believe and we have to stand firm on his word and hold on to his unchanging hand. You know,
that's right.
Sometimes he's going to let us go through things so he can get the glory after it. I mean, if we never experience anything in our lives, then, you know, we start taking things for granted. You know,
exactly.
I always say to appreciate the sun, sometimes we have to go through the rain. If you never have a rainy day, then you're not going to really appreciate a sunny day. So all this stuff that's happening going on in the world with COVID, with so many people dying, and like the sister said, people leaving church. Nah, don't turn your back on God, because God hasn't quit and he hasn't turned his back on us. At the end of this, he's going to be the one that gets the glory for all that. So I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, no matter what you're going through, if anything, get closer to God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Happening, draw you closer to him and just hang on to him and watch him work. He's going to come through like he always does. And that's what I wanted to add.
Well, you know what? You said something, brother. You know, y'all know y'all sister's great, silly. You know, I got to come back with something to make everybody laugh. But he had me laughing when he said, you know, they said the year, the 2020 supposed to be a clear vision. Yes. I'm looking like, boy, clear. Hey, it's been mighty cloudy. The vision has been cloudy. I'm telling you, I ain't seen no clear yet. I say it's like when the clear do come, them lenses is right back fog again. But one thing I can say, even though it looked foggy, God has still been leading us and guiding us.
Yeah.
And you know what makes me sometimes have tears in my eyes? Because you hear about all these people coming down with COVID and they're sick and then dying.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we are still living. We are COVID-free. You know, that's something to give God glory, because this death, this disease is going around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's blowing from here to there. You know, people laugh at me because the way I say it, but, you know, it is what it is. That's just how I see this COVID. I call it a disease that is blowing up on people, and they is withering away. You understand? And some people, you know, by God's grace, they're pulling through this thing. And we're going grocery shopping. You know what I'm saying? We're going to these grocery stores. We're ordering DoorDash. We're still ordering, you know, out to eat. And we're praying. And God is still covering us. That's something to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing a lot of people saying, you know, 2020 is jacked up. It's just been all been a jacked up year. I say, yeah, you're right. I agree. It's been jacked up. But, God, there's a but after the jack up. It's been messed mm-hmm. up. But God is still keeping us. You know, even when it seems like you can't pay your bills, God is still making a way for those bills to get paid. It's been a struggle, but God is still there. We still waking up each morning COVID-free. We, too, could be laying in a hospital bed right now in the ICU on the machine, and they be saying, you know what? Well, they're going on. Get ready for burial. But that's not mm-hmm. happening. God's hand is upon us, and that's something to be thankful for. And I said, even, you know, someone asked me today, they said, do you think that this thing is going to be going over in the new year? I said, well, if it do, I don't care if it's January the 20th, 2021, and this thing is still rapping and raving on this earth and people steady going. I said, one thing we need to be grateful for. Yeah, it might be starting a new year, jacked up, as they say, or still foggy. But thank God that we are still alive, because a lot of people died this year with this disease
going on.
I mean, body bags. I felt like I was looking at a scary movie on the news. Every time you look up, they were showing all them body bags around the world of just dead people. We ought to be praising God and show to our rails being torn up, so to speak, that we are still living in this year, going over into a new year, still living with this disease going to and fro. That's something. Forget the bills and everything else. Our life, we still living. So many people ain't living that they'd even worry about a bill. If they can worry about a bill and say they want to die, I guarantee you they'll say, you know what, I'd rather worry about a bill, but I don't want to die.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I'm serious. I mean, would you want to sit here tonight and say, I want to die? Or would you say, you know what, I continue worrying about the bill then, I guess? You know, I'm just going to go through this and see what happens. But you're not going to sit here in your right mind and say, oh, I just want to go on the glory. Or I just want to leave out of here. No, not if you're in your right mind. You know, I know I'm not ready to go yet. I'm serious. I'm still enjoying chicken wings and gravy and rice and stuff like that still.
You know, and I think that we, you know, that we need to continue to give God His glory, you know, and you know, just keep
That's
giving
right.
Him praise. We look at
That's
how
right.
many people died, but we're not looking at how many people that He's brought through it, that He let them
That's
experience
right.
that. But at the same
yeah.
time, He brought them through it. He kept.
Yeah,
them. I have a good friend. Actually, Tanya, you know him, Dr. Carol Irvin and Dr. Gerald Irvin, Sons of the Mind.
Oh, yes, yes,
and,
family, yeah.
You know, Dr. Gerald, he had COVID. And
yeah,
if you listen
did.
To him talk, he's so encouraging. You know, he'll let you know, hey, God brought me through that. And God
yeah,
brought a lot
I
of people.
I said I was going to have him on the show to talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just a powerful testimony. So, you know, it's about how we look at it and stuff. Yeah, things are bad, but God is still God. And what's impossible
yes,
for Him? There's nothing impossible for God. We try to put
That's
Him
right.
in a box and try to fit Him into these things where we want Him to be, but God's too big for that. He's
That's
way
right.
too big for that, too powerful for that. So, you know, we
you,
just have to give Him praise, give Him glory for everything
Thank
that He has done.
Yeah.
In spite
yeah.
of going through things, you're still living.
That's right.
Yeah. Somebody else
That's
having
right.
a lot worse.
That's
you know,
right.
so
oh,
I,
right.
I thank Him every day above ground. Even if it's not a perfect day, it's still a day that I'm allowed to experience.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Right.
You're right about that. Pastor, anything you want to say before we go on out of the round? And then we're going to
yeah.
go back to Tammy before we.
Yeah, I just listening to everyone, and I agree with everything that's being said. Going through something, we have to understand that even in the midst of our rain, there's sunshine. in the midst of trials and tribulations that's describing the rain and the sunshine. And they both are real. So we have to look at something, too. In spite of the rain itself, it brings on trouble sometimes. And it's sorrowful. It's a lot of things that we go through. The scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:10, it says, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Paul had already told us about these things. We got to go through some storms in our life. Said, but every time we go through the storm and rain, regardless to what it is, so much death in this world right now. We're going through a storm. We're going through some rain. But at the end of it, there's sunshine. And that sunshine is Jesus himself. God is everywhere. He sees all. That's he right. knows all. He's looking at us, go through what we're going through, and he's blessing us. And all the way we're making it through these storms and rain is because of him. It could have been us.
Right.
And sometimes should have been us. But by the grace of God, it wasn't us. So we have to realize that God is still on the throne of grace. He's still on his throne of mercy. He's still watching over us and blessing us because we have some work to do. We have to look beyond every step of rain that we have to go through, every puddle that we go through. And it doesn't matter how much rain falls on us, the sun is going to shine again. My daddy told me, he said, son, after every storm passes, another storm is going to come. If we look at life for what it's worth and begin to realize that life is not going to be easy, we wasn't brought here for life to be easy. We were brought here so that we could be a blessing in the lives of somebody else to tell somebody how God brought us through the storm and rain. If you look at it and how you... your storms in life, you didn't make it on your own. And everything that all of you all said is this here, going through. That means you ain't in your situation to stay. That means you might be faced with opportunity in opportune times, but you're not going to be faced with them always. The Bible tells us trouble don't last always. A weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So until we begin to realize who we are in Christ, and begin to realize where we're sitting in Christ, then we'll know that we are children of Christ and that he is our daddy. He's going to watch over us. You're going to protect your children just like God is going to watch over his own. This year brought on some storms. But let's look at something for just a second here. Even though lives are being lost, the scripture said every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. The devil meant it for one thing, but guess what? Everybody began to pray. More people began to pray after this situation started than they were before this situation started. And now everyone is falling to God. They calling on the name of the Lord. They reaching out to him. They praising him more. Even though a lot of church doors are closed, you see people parked on the side of the street with those that are having service in the parking lot. Those that want to normally go in a church house are sitting inside of cars listening to the service on the street. Those that didn't have the clothes to cover their back or decency to walk into church, so they felt they standing on the side of the road listening. So God got his way, and that's why the scripture said all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So the brother, I love what you all are saying, and everybody's on one accord, and I love that.
That's
I ain't going to take up no more of your time.
My God. Amen. Well, that's what you say, and then we're going to go back to Tammy, and then we're going to end it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Vanessa.
Oh, okay. I just want to say I'm really enjoying what everybody is saying on tonight. And while I'm listening to everybody, I'm sitting here. My mind is working overtime. But I can just visualize, you know, whatever we're going through in this time. It may seem like, you know, it's just to the end. But God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. You know, he loves us. In spite of our imperfections, He loves us, and he said he will take care of his own. That means we don't have to worry about food. We don't have to worry about the lights or the gas going to get paid, even though sometimes it seems like it's not. We ain't got to worry because God's going to take care of us even in spite of what's going on. And we just want us to just recognize that. And like the pastor said, we don't have no choice now. We have to fall on our knees if we want things to loosen and shake and things to be broken and yokes to be broken. We don't have a choice now. He has made it this way, so we don't have a choice but to come to him. This is what he wanted anyway, because we've been so self-absorbed, we haven't been giving God what he needs. Now we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice but to look to God and to praise him. Because why? We want God to work. Why? Because we want him to come in the midst and do something. Not everybody dying. That's everybody dying. That ain't us who's dying. And while we still have breath in our lungs, he's given us this opportunity to give him the glory and praise him like never before. Because a lot of the old is gone now. A lot of my God, and they left us a great legacy for us to carry on. They rooted it in us, and we have to carry it on. We have to lead the platform now, and we have to praise God. We have to go out and testify and save other people. You know, he blesses us, save us, so we can go out and save other people. And right now, it's so many people dying and even mentally going through things. And us who knows the way, the truth, and the light, we need to be on our knees praying for these people. So that's what I'm going to ask.
That's right. Well, what I'm going to say before we go off of here, what came to me is we need these things that's happening right now, you know, we need to start, we need to shake, rattle, and roll. And somebody might say, wow, shake, rattle, and roll. Yes, we need to shake. You know, when I say shake, that means we need to shake everything that's not right. That's what came to me. We need to get this shaken. These things just come and have come. We should be shaking right now. You know what I'm saying? And not feeling comfortable in where we at. But these things happen to shake us up. And what we need to do is rattle. What I mean by rattle, still shaking us up. Because with a rattle, you shake a rattle, what is you shaking it? But then when I say roll, once we shake all this stuff off and really get in the place of God, then we can roll into the things that he has for us. We can roll on that red carpet, that everlasting red carpet that God has for us. And we can roll right into the destiny. We can roll right into the things, you know, that he has promised us, because we have shook all, you know, that's not like him. We done shook off fear. We done shook off doubt, all these different things. Yeah. And just know that in writing, in these storms that's going on now, that God still has us. And when he say he's not, he won't leave us, that's what he means.
That
song says, we come this far by faith. He never failed me yet. What do you mean yet? That's mean you, it's impossible that he could fail. But when he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, there should be no yet and no might.
He's so right.
You know, so sometimes, you know, we sing these songs, but sometimes we need to watch out what we're singing. Because we say that we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet. Well, how is we trusting in his word if we saying he never failed us yet? That means we're looking for him. It's a possibility. He cannot fail. He will not. And that's when we gotta sing a new song now. He never will fail us. Not no fail us yet. Because there is no yet when it comes to him. He's going to do what he says he's going to do.
That's right.
And so, in saying that, we got 5 more minutes, and then we're going to have to cut this quick. So, Tammy, what word would you say because you never did get a chance to say that when we got ready to end the first half. What word would you say, like a quick word, whether it's one or two words, what would you say to somebody that is hanging on a string and they say, I feel like I'm slipping and I don't know how to come back up? What would you say to them?
Well, let me phrase what's in my spirit, and that is, we're all going through something. And then we have a, it seems like we have a break, things to go easy. But what the Lord said to me just the other day, he said, in order to have a breakthrough, you have to have something to break through.
Yeah.
We want breakthroughs and things. So to get a break, going to be something that we're going to go through to get that breakthrough. Mm-hmm. So the breakthrough, that's a sure thing. That's a sure thing. And we prolong it by what we do and what we say. And I'm going to go back to what Vanessa was saying about the quiet storm. I'm writing a book now called Dance in the Storm. And what God said to me, even when you're going through something, you have to learn how to dance in the storm. And that dancing is your praise and your worship to him. Because one thing praise does, praise paralyzes the enemy. Praise stops the enemy in his tracks. Praise gets the attention of God. So when you're going through something, praise God. Even if it's, Lord, I thank you, that's praise to God. If you don't have the strength to say anything else, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. When you say thank you, Jesus, you're saying a whole lot when you say thank you, Jesus. That's praise to God. And when the enemy hears you praising God, it stops him in his track. I'm seeing this in the spirit now. It's like it paralyzes him. So we have to get back to praising God. We have to get back to prayer. We have to get back to fasting. And I believe that through this pandemic, and even, you know, I don't know if, Tanya, you were one of the people that I told at the beginning of the year, God shared with me. He said, something is about to hit the earth, and the people are not going to be prepared. And I told three people, and I did not know. It was 2 months later, the pandemic hit. And I said, God, he had me look up the difference between pandemic and epidemic. Epidemic is to a certain area. Pandemic is global. So this thing has affected the world. It's worldwide. And God is going to get the glory out of it. He allowed it, and he's going to get the glory. He's going to get the glory out of it. He's going to get us into that place where we need to be through this if we just take our minds off of what we're seeing in the natural and focus on him. Get in the presence.
That's right.
Get in the presence of God. Get in the presence
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Well, y'all heard it. She said, get in the presence of God. And that's what we know is going to have to happen. So we just thank God for all of y'all that have tuned in. I want to say God bless to all of those that have tuned in around the world. This is where we have to wrap it up. But we want to say we thank you for tuning in to the transparency, the raw truth with day-to-day life issues with our special guests, Pastor Gary Thomas, Bertrand McKinney, Tammy Laster, and Vanessa Collins, and myself, Miss Angela Odette, right here on the Angels of Melody International radio station on this great Friday night. And so we always want you to remember our motto. Stay tuned on next week. It's going to go down again with our special guests. And always remember our motto, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Have a wonderful and blessed night and a wonderful and blessed weekend. And always also know that Miss Angel on Deck loves you, but God loves you more. God bless.